far and away from the day-to-day debris of stresses undulatory. Someplace she remembered from a dream. A page unwritten, lest that be when she be touched by sleep. The castle keep a fathom deep, wherein nowhere resided. No sense restraint of discontent, no fear that I'm unrequited. Someplace where the toils of life were strictly uninvited. Someplace where her voice relied on vision to transcribe this. There she awaited with wild eyes at their widest, delighting a breathtaking sea. Bedecked in the diamonds of skies on the rise, in a high tide of aquamarine. Horizons for some way from bleak and indeed. The sunburned ever brightly as it turned the other cheek. Meanwhile the moon dressed in silver fleck tuning. Refuses to speak, but the words upon her tongue was fun of blooming romantic. Something unspoken for eons in sweet. To talk of such a loan would have felt cheap. Thus she patiently bided her time in reliance, a faith that equated the science of sleep. The treasured reminders the groundwater seeped, enriching the harvest beneath her bare feet. Floorboards bid creak to break sweetly the silence, persuading the maiden to peek in behind her. To be seen, to be finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be 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 finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be seen. Time she smiled, running wild and free, has always been her favourite theme. Alas for all impassioned pleas, her barren trees caress no breeze. Blackened leaves dormant as she fashions streams of tears, long captured in the sediment of very many years. There she awaited one kiss, fled of truth. The heavy most berries of red is the moon. The fairy of calm, the notion of balm, devotedly charmed to her cause. Pausing to marvel, remarkable view. The maple felt swayed by the daisies in ever harmonious partnering blue. Her heart was a masterpiece of customs, deepened arteries. The colour of her lips attested, chain of vision, double-breasted, vested the provisions of her love forever ended. The destined friend she never left behind. The destined friend she never left behind. The destined friend she never left behind. Waited, orchestrating space and time, invigorating braid of twine, as here the wake of dreams combined. Invigorating braid of twine, as here the wake of dreams combined. To be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen. her mind and pandered not to redesign. For every detail, just reflection, unimpressed of misdirection. Unimpressed of misdirection. The quest of a way, blessed of effortless brave. Every dreamscape foreseen in its reconvening way. There she awaited, this one wave unbroken. A daisy chain, faint reclaimed of eons unspoken. Her soul was ablaze and her heart cage wide open. The wings of a butterfly, free from their chain. To be seen through the very same eyes, was the prize that delighted the Kool-Aid of luminant vein. To be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen. To feel finally free and reliantly breathe in the kindliest breeze, that of sprightliness and ease. In the treetops she packed amidst rise of the leaves. The herald of winter dwelled fervently keen. Beneath her bare feet as she further relieved every teardrop released from her nurturing keep. And indeed, and indeed, and indeed she was forevermore seen.